Hey, so my name's Craig Bunting. I'm one of the co-founders of Bear. We're a coffee house, kitchen and bar based in the Midlands. We've got 5 outlets at the moment, in the 4 in the Midlands and 1 in Soho. I'm with Jazz Gill, who is the CEO of a loyalty app called Magic Stamp. He'll introduce himself and just give you a quick lowdown on what he does.
Hi, Craig. Thanks for that. Magic Stamp, we're a kind of multi-purpose platform for loyalty. I guess from the consumer's perspective, it's about having all of their favorite brands, all of their rewards in one place and having it digitalized. And from the merchant side of things, so for Bear and others, it's about having their own ownership and a way of interacting with consumers.
Awesome. So if you haven't guessed already, you'll probably know by now, we're going to talk about loyalty. For us at Bear, it's a topic of conversation since the day we opened. We started with magic, we started with the paper stamp cards. So first, I just thought, well, what is loyalty? So the dictionary definition of loyalty: the state or quality of being loyal, faithfulness in commitment or obligation. And the term loyalty, it's not a new term. It's been around since the 1300s, 1400s. So it's lived a life well before I certainly have, anyway. And it's fair to say that I think that, and I don't know if you'll agree, Jazz, that the stamp card in coffee shops has probably hijacked that term loyalty in hospitality. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%. And I think if you look at loyalty in general, it's a term that's been coined in lots of different industries. The one that's probably used it most effectively, is cafes and coffee shops.
Whereas really, if you go back to that dictionary definition, it's a state of being loyal. Mm-hmm. It's not a state of how many stamps you can gather, depending on how many coffees you buy. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to just break down what loyalty is, what it looks like in everyday life in coffee shops and around and in other different industries and how they use it. And I wanted to look at 3 different areas. One based around reward. What's the reward of loyalty? Another one, a hot topic at the moment, is regarding data. And then another point around about engagement, which is the thing that excites me the most about the future of what loyalty and technology and apps look like at Bear. Mm-hmm. So firstly, I kind of wanted to just say, regarding like loyalty and rewards, when in your opinion does a reward remain in a reward for loyalty, or does a reward simply become an offer or a discount?
I think it's a really interesting question, and nobody really has the right answer. I mean, my own interpretation is it's really down to the merchant themselves, the business that's offering something. So offers can be a great way to drive people into the business. That doesn't necessarily mean loyalty. In fact, you might get lots of people at once. The term loyalty, back to your definition, is that kind of repeat custom. So, if we talk about what is rewarding loyalty, that's repeat custom, people coming often, and therefore that's a reward as opposed to an offer, which is driving people in first time, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that, in my opinion, I think lots of things have blurred the lines between what is a reward and what is an offer. And I think there's a place for both, but mm-hmm. one is to drive footfall, but one is to create regular footfall. And the thing that at Bear that we care about the most is repeat custom. Yeah. I want to drive new custom, of course, and I want people, as we open new stores in new locations or even in our current locations, as people move in and out of cities and towns, I want them to discover us. Mm-hmm. And how I get them to discover us is down to the different marketing techniques. But once they've discovered us, mm-hmm. I want to help them go on a journey to become loyal. And I just need to work out the best way using technology and mm-hmm. what other different tools are around there to create that form of loyalty. Mm-hmm. Another kind of point that I thought was, how do you think that, and from what you've seen in the market, which is going to be a wider different view than what maybe we see in our 5 sites, mm-hmm. how do customers like to receive rewards these days? What do rewards look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question. Again, open to interpretation. It's really different on different verticals as well. So different types of businesses, different types of regions. I think the most important thing in this day and age is to be really unintrusive in the way that you are engaging with your customers and the way that you're rewarding them. And if you look at loyalty as a spectrum, I guess, over the whole, one of the kind of topics that we probably want to add to this is sustainability as well. Sustainability is a really, really important piece, and that's many different terms, right? So if you look at kind of we started talking about coffee shops, loyalty, it's worked really well. Paper loyalty cards has worked really well probably for two or three decades. And I guess sustainability has been one of those things that's been asked about over the last 3 or 4 years. And a lot of people, when you talk about technology, have pushed on to digitalization. And there's been a lot of stuff that's penetrated the market. Craig, you would have seen lots of different solutions. And I think one of the problems or one of the issues that people have faced is the engagement side of it. How do people want to be rewarded? One thing we know they don't seem to want is downloading lots of different apps to their phone. I don't know what your case is on that or what your customers have said.
I think I agree. Like, and I've done lots of research around this before we even onboarded with Magic Stamp. Around the whole downloading an app, how many apps do I have on my phone, how many times have I got to scroll across my screen to get to the app that I want to get to, it just becomes a little bit chaotic. And having an app that has multiple cards within it for us seemed like the ideal solution, because there's other businesses on our high streets, smaller local businesses, that might want to join in that type of platform, so a customer can be engaged with our app or our card within an app, but also the hair salon down the road or the butchers, whoever else on that high street can have the same kind of engagement with that one app, rather than having a hair salon app, a coffee shop app, a butcher's app, an app for this, an app. You're like, then having too many, and you become disengaged because it becomes too complicated. So I think ease of use is a massive thing to ensure that loyalty is easy to engage with.
Yeah.
I feel like we're probably going to jump a little bit. I think definitely touching on sustainability would be good. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to jump over data, because we'll come back to that, because you've said a few things that have resonated with me, and it comes to do with like who is our customer, how do they want to be rewarded, and I think that's where it comes down to. It's about us. It's about us and our customers and how we want to engage with them. Mm-hmm. And I think loyalty really is about building relationships and building engagement, because with that engagement, If someone's continually engaging with our brand, mm-hmm. then essentially they're loyal. Mm-hmm. If they only come once, they're not loyal, yeah. So they're not engaged. So how do we use the technology to engage with them? Because a stamp card is simply a tool of engagement. Mm-hmm. The reward of whether it was 5 coffees and you get your 6th 3, or it's 9 coffees and you get your 10th 3, that stamp card, that physical paper stamp card, was simply an engagement tool, mm-hmm. for someone to get something, to see something, to be engaged.
Yeah.
Whereas what we want to start looking at is how can we use the technology to engage people? So some of the things that I've noted down, which will probably circle back to bits of data conversations, is around about like gamification. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of movement within the App Store and, mm-hmm. and different games, and lots of the gaming industry in general, and the game, like gamification of stuff, of unlocking rewards and unlocking challenges. I know we've talked about this separately,
yeah.
On many occasions. That is one thing that attracted me to Magic Stamp, because it was looking at engagement. And what are your plans for gamification and taking people on a journey, mm-hmm. within an app, rather than just repetitively completing a card?
Yeah, and I think let's go back to the earlier part of that point that you're making about this needs to be easy for people to use, right? And that's one of the challenges. And we see the best loyalty solutions work when actually the product, first and foremost, is a great product, like with Bear and the offering you have. That's going to engage those customers in the first place. All we do is offer a platform and a mechanism for them to use and make it really, really easy to use. So the technology we use is actually what we class as frictionless engagement.
Yeah.
There is no Bluetooth, there is no Wi-Fi, as you know. It's a physical stamp, and that's what renders.
Do you want to quickly talk through what the actual process is? Because it's quite...
Yeah, sure.
Everyone, all our customers, when they use it, especially if you've got the sound on, they're just surprised by the noise it makes, and they actually usually say it's magic, and it's quite hilarious.
Well, it is magic, that's it, Craig. Yeah. So the engagement is really quite simple. It was the original use case for this is that we wanted to have something that, again, coming back to that stamp card process, we know that culturally that's a really acceptable process both for the consumer and the merchant. And we saw a lot of wonderful technology out there. You know, there's QR codes, there's beacon technology, there's geospatial location technology. But actually, it really overcomplicates something. And they have to ask lots of questions about the consumer, right? They want to know that you're John Smith and you're 37 and you live here. To sign up to Magic Stamp from a consumer's point of view, all we need is their mobile number. We are not interested in anything else, right? So mobile numbers for the validation. They then choose the platform, on the platform, the businesses that they want to use. So like you mentioned earlier, coffee shop, your butchers, your hairdresser. It's about having this community. So the original term really for Magic Stamp was big loyalty, but for small companies. You know, you're a great kind of case study for that. And then the technology itself, all the consumer does is they pass their phone to the merchant, and then whether it's the barista in this occasion, they literally use a physical stamp on the phone, and then that will create or would render the stamp, right? So whether they're on a 8 coffees and 9 from 3 or something like that, that takes them through that process. And that's kind of your first step into gamification there. You know, we know that the modern consumer does most things on their phone. We are entering into a post-wallet society. Most things that we take is just our phone, right? Even I'm pretty old-fashioned, I still carry cash and cards, but most people don't, right? It's kind of Apple Pay and things like that. So with that in mind, going through that process and that scale-up process is that first step into gamification. And of course, we're really early phase. You know, this is still within our first year. There's lots more exciting things we want to do to engage your users and you guys as businesses as well.
Yeah, and I think that's what's exciting. And I fully appreciate that this is in its early stages. And that first step into the gamification by physically stamping someone's phone is the thing that I found quite attractive. And again, I appreciate that it's the early stages. And whilst there's a lot of other companies out there that want to gather lots of data, that they know that John Smith has brought 3 flat whites this week, and so you can market flat whites to him. It's like we can discuss data in a little bit because it can all become just too much. Whereas what I like about the Magic Stamp is someone physically comes in to the store and has their phone stamped by one of my members of staff. And as a brand, we invest heavily into our people. We invest into our training. We invest into what Bear is. They live and breathe Bear. They in essence, they are Bear. What they do and say, how they act, is Bear as a brand.
Yeah.
If that's replicated in the right way, how we'd like it to be done, which is down to our training and investment into them, they will build meaningful relationships with our customer regarding our products and services in our space. And I think having everything that we need to do regarding engagement needs to somehow drive someone to have some type of human interaction with a member of my team. And I think whilst everything's progressing towards technology, which is great, we as a brand just have to be really careful that we don't remove people from our coffee shops because I think we're in a position where I want to get people into our coffee shops. I want to get them off their phone. So when they come to the till and they stamp their phone, put your phone away. Everything else can be done somewhere else at home. You can gamify everything else. You can work through challenges. But at that point, you're in the coffee shop, grab a coffee, talk to someone, and have a human interaction with people rather than just being glued to technology at all times. And it comes down to relationships. And if I can encourage people through technology to build relationships with my staff and each other, then we create good places to be and we create loyalty. So really it's about great product, because without the great product, people won't come back.
Yeah.
It's about great people and it's about great spaces.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you mentioned earlier was regarding, like, we've said it a few times, Joe Blogs or whoever lives at this address, has this email, buys this. Really, I feel if you're not careful, loyalty becomes a value exchange of how much can I give you to get your data.
Absolutely.
And
right, yeah.
Is that something that you've noticed in the market?
It's something we've noticed in the market, not just in our industry, but every industry. Anything you want to sign up to, it asks for everything, whether it's a social media sign up, whether it's email, whether it's personal credentials, right? These are things that we as human beings, certainly the modern generations, don't want to give that information up so freely. And why should we? And it's interesting because when we talk, and we will touch on data, but when we talk about the use of data, people perceive, or businesses perceive, or industry perceives that we must know all of these personal credentials to understand behavior patterns. Because we see it in the digital footprint, right? So we're talking about physical commerce here. When you look at e-commerce or online, you're always leaving a footprint, so which is why you're peppered with lots of different promotions every time you hit social media, because they know your patterns and what you've been spending, which is why it's a really successful piece.
Yeah.
And often people say, I hear a lot, you know, that kind of retail is dying. Yeah, the high street is dying. But of course it's not. It's just that we don't understand much about the behavioural patterns of our users or our customers or our friends, etc. So I think understanding movements of people is important, but not understanding whether it's John Smith and 37 or Joe Blogs, etc. Is a really important part. So, you know, in a very short space of time, we we find ourselves on circa 50,000 users of our app. And one of the reasons we believe that's the case is that we are really unintrusive in what we ask for.
Yeah, I think that's good. And I've spoke to other people in different companies that bring data together. The guys at Airship are really good at monitoring their point of presence. And I think that whole piece on the movement of people, let's understand that first. Let's understand, rather than understanding the absolute nth degree of detail of 10% of people, let's understand a wider pool of people and what their behaviours are, so we can understand how best to approach our customers and in that process build real engaging relationships with them to drive loyalty, because otherwise it does become a simple value exchange. And like Tesco Club Card, for instance, it's been going for a long time, very successful. But for me, it's if I go to Tesco or fill up fuel there, if I get, the more I go there, the more points I get, the more money I get, I guess, through the post at the end of whatever period it is. I don't even know what period it is. I just know at some point I'll get an envelope through the door and it's got some money on it. If I go there more, I get more money. If I go there less, I get less money. There's no loyalty there.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
simply a value exchange of more for more, less for less. Whereas I want to really understand how our customers, like, not understand what they're buying. I just want to get them in front of our staff so we can build relationships, and then we'll learn from other methods. And as people, as you build gamification into the app, people might give up more of their information at the time that they're comfortable in doing it. But then again, that comes out of relationship, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the core mechanism here. It's interesting that you mentioned like a Tesco, because any supermarkets, any major chain, they all have this same value exchange piece that you talk about. And one of the reasons we created Magic Stamp was to help an engagement piece for the smaller independent businesses. And coming back to that again, it's not about the value exchange, it's exactly that. Getting people in front of your staff. If you have a good product and you have welcoming staff, it's a great experience for everyone. And everybody wants to find that magical coffee shop or that wonderful barbershop they don't want to repeat and go to, but maybe they don't know about it. Yeah, we're trying to provide a mechanism or a platform for people to do that.
Yeah, I think it's great. And like you said, we want to, and we're going to actively work on this to try and get people on our high streets in Uttoxeter and in Stone, to get other salons and butchers to sign up, because the more local businesses that use it, and it's very, very accessible for brands, for smaller businesses and local traders like that, the more that get on board, the more successful it's going to be, and the more we understand that demographic of that particular high street, of how people use it, and it will spread. And it's, so I find that bit really, really exciting, and we're looking to work with you to build more on it. And a few other things I wrote down regarding like the challenges and the gamification and the stuff that you're probably way ahead than me on this, but they're things that pop into my mind is that taking people on that journey of gamification and helping people unlock rewards. So if people were to go to all our stores, they might become a bear tourist because they visited every site and they get something for that. Because if someone was to visit all like four of our stores in the Midlands and then go down to London and visit the Soho store, I want to reward them because, flipping heck, thank you so much that you care enough about my brand to go to all my stores. I would want to go up to them myself and give them a hug and say I love you because you've invested in my business, our brand, our people, and I really appreciate that. But we've talked about like the things that you can do that echo that pending coffee scheme, that where you could donate to charity, and what other exciting things have you got planned with the app that you want to share, I guess.
what I will share, yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. I'm sure we can build something where you can get a free hug from Craig, right? but if you look at the simple piece of this technology, and what we're trying to do here, one is about proof of presence. So that's one bit that you mentioned earlier, behavioural patterns of actual human beings, not that digital footprint piece. But this is about building a community of consumers and merchants like no other. That's what we're trying to achieve here. And then we can have a much more engaged human interaction. So you mentioned challenges. Challenges is great, and there are so many different use cases for it. So even on cocktails, maybe somebody wants to try, I don't know, six different cocktails or something in a month, and you want to make them a VIP member, right? I think that's a really cool thing to do. I think there's other, you know, hidden gems that we can do here, like kind of secret cards. So one part of the platform is that you can search for a business. That's one way you can find people. that having kind of a secret code that only a very few amount of members can see or subscribers can see, and that discovers this magical hidden card, that's another piece. And there is so much more. There's a lot we can do. If you think about sharing of the rewards and things like that, it's certainly an area that's going to be coming from us pretty soon as well.
Yeah, because the sharing piece, I think that's, I forgot about that, but it's the bit that we talked about last time. Mm-hmm. For us, come and shoot your best friend a coffee, mm-hmm. because we want to do things like that as a business, because we want you to come with someone and spend some time with someone in one of our spaces, because we invest a lot in our spaces, we invest a lot in our people, we want you to come and enjoy it, have a coffee, shout your mate one. So it's less about you having a free coffee, it's more about you being able to share a moment with someone else. And that's only going to, yes, it's beneficial for us, of course. I'm being transparent, we're in business to make some money, mm-hmm. But equally, I want to encourage people to have a relationship with other people. There's so many issues with mental health and so many things going around like that, that maybe if we spend more time with people, mm-hmm. talking to people and being honest with each other, then we can help progress some change in that area. I'm not saying it's going to be a whole solution for it, but it might just help. And if we can facilitate that in some of our spaces, then yeah, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's there's two key parts to why we exist and what really drives us. And that kind of engagement, that human engagement, is really important, which is why we don't try to be too intelligent with the front end of the tech. We try to keep that really, really simple. We want to drive people to physical locations. We want to help the high street. We want to help independent businesses. We want to help local businesses and local communities. And you're absolutely right. There is so much that comes from a human engagement, actually talking to people. And like I said, I'm fairly old-fashioned. I like to talk to people. When I get a million WhatsApps, I pick up the phone and I want to have a conversation, right? And that's just me, and that's how I live. But we absolutely want to encourage that. Having a, you know, coffee shop's a really great example. A cafe is a really great example of two people or a group of people meeting for a social engagement. Really important.
Yeah, that's great. And so from the sustainability front, getting less paper cards is less wasted paper. So that's a benefit in general. But appreciate that. Thanks for doing this podcast with me. I really appreciate it. If anyone's interested in Magic Stamp, then obviously crack on and contact those guys. And if you're around one of our stores, then please do go in and say hi to one of our baristas or one of our team and make friends with them. And hopefully they tell you to download the app. Cheers.
Amazing. Nice one. Cheers, Craig.
Thanks, mate. Bye.